And how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just want to ask you a few questions. First, I want to start by spell your name.
My name is Tasha Gardner, TasheGardner.
Yes, ma'am. Are you originally from Sunflower County?
No, I'm originally from Washington County.
From Washington County?
Yes.
What is life in Washington County?
It was okay, but I like Sunflower County better.
You like Sunflower County better? What brought you to Sunflower County?
Well, we moved here when I was 16 years old.
16 years old. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, my mom was working here at Morning Line at the time. And she moved here so she could be closer to work. And I just started going to school over here, and I've been living in Indianola ever since.
So you went to Gentry High School?
Yes, I did.
And graduated from Gentry High School?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what do you don't like about Sunflower County?
What do I do not like about Sunflower County? It's not too much of nothing that I don't like. So, I must say something.
Are there things that you would change about Sunflower County if you could?
Yeah, a lot of things about the school. Actually, teachers, we need more of the old teachers in the school than we do, you know, a lot of the young teachers. The older heads will actually help push the kids to do better, because a lot of the young ones will always say, I have my education, you need to get yours. But I don't think that is something that an elder should actually say to a child. The child know that they need to get their education, but that elder is actually there to help that child get their education, not tell them that I have mine, you need to get yours.
That's wonderful. So I was thinking, like, what are growing up, what are your expectations that you had growing up?
Same as yours.
Same as mine?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably so. Well, what do you think about the African-American, the young African-Americans?
I think they could do great things in life if they continue down the road that they are going, the ones that I know so far. Well, you know, if they keep a straight head, stay in school, get their education, you know, do something in life, go out and get them a great job, you know, instead of just, well, I know my mama gonna do this for me, I know my daddy gonna do this for me. No, do something for yourself and better yourself in life. That way you can achieve ahead.
So I noticed that they have a youth court over there. So, and the guy we interviewed yesterday, he talks about how you know, there'd be a lot of repeatedly, you know, the same people that come to the youth court. What do you think about the youth court?
Well, if it's the same ones constantly repeating the same thing, maybe they need somebody in their life to talk to them, to encourage them that they don't have to do the things that they are doing, that they can do something better.
Do you feel safe around Sunflower County?
Sure.
You feel safe?
Mm-hmm.
Will you live here in the future?
I sure will.
Has things changed here? Back when you were younger?
A little bit, not much.
Can you explain?
Well, when I was younger, talking about in school-wise or something like that, we had awesome teachers. Great teachers. Well, they have good teachers now. Some teachers, you know, to be right there with the child to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do in school and stuff. Some of them are good and some of them are, you know, like they don't care, I guess, because they actually graduate right out of college and go right into the school teaching, or graduate from high school and go into the school teaching. But it's about the same.
It's about the same. What can you do as an individual to help your county, to help Sunflower County? If you could do something, what would you do?
I would run for mayor.
You would run for mayor? Explain, what would you do if you become the mayor?
A whole lot actually make change in Indianola, make sure all the streets are fixed in Indianola. Because you drive around the different streets and roads here in Indianola, you tear the front of your car up.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that actually need to be done in Indianola. All these streets need to be fixed. And it's all about politics and a lot of people coming against each other. It's not, you know, it's getting late, you know. Time is winding down. It's almost time for us to get up out of here, to be serious. But we need to come together as one and stop pulling apart.
What do you think about the law enforcement here? Do you think they do their job well?
No, some of them do and some of them don't.
Why you say that?
Because they be parked, talking, probably sleep, instead of doing what they supposed to be doing, instead of riding, checking out places and stuff like they supposed to do. I guarantee you they don't do that.
So if you had a class where you can talk to young people about things, what were some things you would talk to them about?
I will actually let them know that they are somebody, that they can be something in life, that they can achieve whatever they put their foot forth to do, they will be able to do it if they put God first.
Yeah, so is there anything that you want us to know that we don't know, that you know, that you can give us information to leave home with?
First of all, when you first walk, you know, when you first get up in the morning, you're supposed to thank God for allowing you to see another day, first of all. Pray and ask God to lead you and guide you through whatever task that you have in front of you that you have going on that day. Ask Him to shield and protect you throughout the day, and you won't go wrong in life.
Well,
that's
it. Thank you so much for your time, especially for your time.